Get ready for Outside the Box, trying to offer lots of big ideas. Today's topic is Big Gets Bigger. In the past few Outside the Box features, I've been looking at the Occupy movement and its concerns about increasing economic inequality. A proposal that might fit the Occupy message is BIG, B-I-G, or Basic Income Guarantee. Each person, whatever their circumstances, would be guaranteed a certain amount of income each month, enough to provide for their basic needs. They could be employed or not, have other sources of income or assets or not. It would be similar to the Social Security payments that most people with disabilities and elders get in this country now. BIG, Basic Income Guarantee, has gotten increasing interest and support. A recent vote in Switzerland to adopt BIG for all residents, at an estimated cost of $25 billion U.S., got 23% of the votes. This sounds like a huge defeat, but supporters were elated with the number of yes votes. A recent survey of 10,000 people from the European Union suggests that BIG, Basic Income Guarantee, might be coming to a country in the EU soon. The survey included people from all 28 member countries, speaking 21 different languages, ages 14 to 65, residing in 500 cities. A diverse group. Of the 10,000, 58% had some understanding of what a basic income guarantee was, and 64% said they would vote for such a proposal. They liked the idea of reducing financial insecurity and saw BIG as providing more equal opportunity. They worried that others would stop working, although only 4% said they themselves would stop. In survey results, 34% of those responding said a basic income would have no effect on their work choices. 7% said they would volunteer more. 15% would spend more time with family. 7% would work less. And 10% would use the basic income guarantee to gain additional skills. Survey respondents also worried that immigrants would come to their country for the basic income guarantee. Other concerns were dependence on the government and the cost to taxpayers. BIG is not just of interest to Europeans. Studies or pilot projects are being started in Oakland, California and Washington, D.C., among other U.S. locations. Canadians are interested, too. The province of Ontario is looking at a pilot project led by a former Conservative member of its Senate, and Nova Scotia's New Democratic Party and the mayor of Halifax recently endorsed a basic income guarantee. There are also pilot projects and campaigns in countries as diverse as Namibia, India, Brazil, New Zealand, China, Argentina, and Australia. The Give Directly program in Kenya I mentioned a few months ago on Outside the Box is another example of a BIG program. A basic income guarantee for all would certainly help provide greater financial security for millions in this country. A 2015 survey by the Federal Reserve found that 47% of the public said they could not pay a sudden bill of $400 with cash or credit card that they would pay by the end of the month if they were faced with one. They would either be unable to pay it at all, would have to borrow from a financial or payday lending institution, get the money from friends or family, or they would have to sell valuable possessions. A basic income guarantee, or BIG, is not a solution to all of a country's economic woes. There will certainly be some who may contribute less to their community and society if they're guaranteed a basic income. But the simplicity and democracy of a basic income for all and the economic security it will provide for so many may be worth the price. Would you support a basic income guarantee? What would you do if we had one in the U.S.? I'm Larry Danziger, not wanting anyone to struggle when a guaranteed basic income would solve the problem.